What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Gambling was something that I did.
A clever way to circumvent Dan actually making bets himself by using a proxy.
And I became consumed by it.
And now, joined by Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy, here's Dan Patrick.
You shut up. No, you shut up.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Larry. By the way, the headline is, Shea made it out of the Big East tournament alive, because when we talked to you last week, I would have taken the under. How did you do that day?
I mean, UConn covered. That was joyous. I don't remember after. I was good during the game. I locked it up during the game, had a couple hot dogs, soaked up the booze. But I don't know how I got on that train. I have no idea how I made it to Grand Central.
What, Marv?
Wait, Shay, did you get a tattoo on your head while you were gone?
No. I got those years ago.
Oh.
You know them, Danny.
Wait.
Jay's rocking the fresh cut right now.
Yeah, fresh cut. We're at war. This one says role model. That's for the kids. That one's for the kids. And this one says self-made, and it's got a 38 snub nose. My favorite pistol.
Honestly, if you asked me to guess what the two tattoos were, those probably would have been two of my guesses.
I forgot all about that, but you got a new, fresh cut here.
Yeah,
and
it's wartime, Danny.
Okay. It's tournament time is what it is.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
All right.
I'm going to war with my bookie. That's the damn truth.
You got to intimidate him a little bit.
That's right. No, you're not picking up on Tuesday. How about next week?
You see this revolver?
But Shea made it out of the Big East tournament alive. Yeah. And UConn, you won with UConn, right?
Coverage down, Danny.
All right.
I'm the mayor.
Let me recap here. Dylan lost 5 units. You're now -9.
Yep.
You, of course, won the NFL regular and postseason.
I'm going to hang my head on that for a while.
Here we go. Shea is -4 units.
It's all about entertainment, Danny. I'll pay that price.
Bad Larry, +14 units.
Worst day of my fucking life.
That's...
What? Because Bad Larry had a good day?
It's awful. Awful.
All right. Dylan, you want to recap? You lost golf.
Everything.
You lost lacrosse.
Yep.
You had Denver Moneyline versus Yale.
Harvard of the West.
You missed out on the best picture. You had Banshees.
Yeah, the Oscars really boned me. I mean, everything
that.
Everywhere All at Once won 7 Oscars.
Again.
Well, they were the favorites to do that.
I know, but like...
You took a chance. You took a chance on Banshees.
Yep.
Let's see. Brendan Fraser, you got Best Actor, and Michelle Yeoh.
Yep. I also, I finally watched The Whale like a couple days ago.
And? Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Oh, really depressing.
Well, what did you think it was going to be? He's not dropping, be, you know, 150 like, or 500 pounds to now he's normal.
I was just like, fat Brendan Fraser, this could be funny. And I was like, no, it's actually just really
it's
sad.
It's not funny.
Not meant to be funny.
Not funny.
Well, no, I didn't think it was. I had no idea, really. I was just like, all right, I'll watch The Whale.
You also missed out on Best Supporting and Best Director.
Yeah, I really went hard on the Banshees.
Yes, you did. You whiffed. Let me see. College basketball.
I did all right. I went 3-1 in those random-ass games. And I still have Zona to win the title at plus 1,700.
All right. Shay, let me recap. You had UConn. You got that.
Half a point. Got him by half a point.
All right.
The hook.
Let's see. You lost on your other basketball.
Everything else.
Okay. Because you didn't bet that much last week. Recapping Bad Larry, who dominated with the golf tournament. Victor Hovland, even though Bad Larry doesn't know how to pronounce his name.
Hovland.
Top 20 and top 10, Dan.
Max Homa, you got that one. Colin Moore.
Top 20 and top 10.
Colin Morikawa. Aren't you going to say top 20, top 10?
I'm not sure. Did he get both of them?
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
No, he was top 20. You had him top 10 as well. So you got Victor Hovland, Max Homa, Colin Morikawa, top 10. You got two of the three.
And I only won 5 units?
Here we go.
I don't know. I didn't check him because I'm on the road. Dan, I'm still on the road. I'm in Northern Virginia now.
Are you like a gypsy cab driver? You're always on the goddamn road.
Or just a gypsy.
Why is it you're always on the road, but you're never on the road up here?
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. And we go to Maine enough.
Oh, my God.
The grandkids. Fucking Maine. I don't know why. It's never on a Thursday, I guess.
It doesn't have to be on a Thursday.
These guys will meet you any day of the week. Yeah.
All happen to live in Connecticut.
Shay lives in Texas.
No, he's in...
What the fuck, Larry?
He flies up here every Thursday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Take the Southwest direct to fucking HPN, you idiot.
Puerto Rico, he's always somewhere.
Well, he doesn't live in Puerto Rico either.
I wish I lived in Puerto Rico.
No, Shay used to be in Irving, Texas. Now he's in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
If you come up any day,
next week.
Bad Larry, if you come up on a Saturday, these guys will get together with you.
Yep.
Okay, we'll make that trip shortly.
Who's we? Right. I know your Xanax dealer. Who's we?
Slash driver.
I've been gone since last week.
What do you mean? What the fuck does that mean?
He did drive to Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia.
Okay. Delivering kilos.
It was great. I had to get out of Savannah because they were setting up for the St. Patty's Day parade tomorrow, and that's a shit show, so I had to get out of there. I think I'm doing Harv deGrace, Delaware, in a couple hours.
Okay. All right. As Shay reaches for a beer.
I can't live like this, Danny.
Okay. You missed the over in St. John's Marquette. You missed Marquette against St. John's. You got the under Providence UConn. You missed Xavier against DePaul. And you got Brendan Fraser to win Best Actor. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I do have to say, Larry's been pretty sharp with the golf so far this season.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't either.
Yeah, but he was horrible in football, and that's where he always tells me about how great he is in football.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad Larry, the bets for this week, March Madness has begun, and I'll start with you since you're the leader in the clubhouse.
Okay, now I got to pull my... So I did these picks last night around 10 o'clock, some roadside hotel, and I'm driving now.
Okay,
so...
okay. How about I recap, and then you let me know if that's what you want to go with.
No, College of Charleston plus 5.5 today.
Five.
I'm not even going to write these down because I'll just listen to this again when I get home.
No, I'm gonna have Ray. Ray's gonna write all this stuff down. That's his job. So,
okay.
All right. So, College of Charleston plus 5 for one unit.
Yes, these are all one unit. Okay, just passed a state trooper. Okay, then I got. He's got a slight song. He's not following me, so I'm happy.
He's okay, like, I know I this asshole.
Under in the Providence game, 144.5.
All right. Got
I got
that
the under right. in the. I got the under in the Virginia Furman game at under 132.
Yes.
I got the under in the Tennessee. Who are they playing? Lafayette?
Yeah, Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah. Under 136.
Yes.
I got Alabama laying the 23.5.
Damn.
Against Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi, right. Thanks. I got, just because we were asked to pick something in the West Virginia Maryland game, and Shea came right back with he liked the Terps. I almost took West Virginia just because of that. But I decided to go under 137.5.
Okay.
That game's going on now.
Yeah, it is.
I mean?
Yes,
way to,
it is.
Way to go, Larry.
Yeah. All right. What else do you have?
What's the score right now?
It's like 11 to 11.
Oh, I hope it's late. I got Colgate plus 14 against Texas.
Okay. Ooh.
And I got the over in the Connecticut-Iona game at 140.
Colgate is the best three-point shooting team in the nation, in case you care.
I think that happens every year. Like they're like, Colgate is the best three-point team. Like, wait for them to make some noise, and then they just get bounced.
Do you remember, was it Randy Whitman who played for the Hawks and his son? Did he play... maybe for Colgate? And didn't he go to a press conference and drop Passion Bucket or something? if memory serves me correctly.
You made so many people drop Passion
Play. I know I did. We had Kevin Love on lottery night. And he said his passion bucket was full. And I think Kobe said it to Cheryl Miller after a game that his passion bucket was full.
Unreal.
And that came from Rick Neuheisel, the former college coach, that he talked about his passion bucket being filled. Ray, are you looking to see if Randy Whitman's son played at Colgate?
So I found Randy Whitman. I didn't find his son. Is his son Randy Whitman the second?
He might be.
Okay. Junior?
One second.
I mean, okay. I think that would make sense.
All right. Bad Larry's got UConn over Iona, or that's the over 140, correct?
That's correct, Dan.
Okay. All right. All right. Shay, you're up next.
I got the Cyclones minus -4 against Pitt, Miami laying -2 against Drake. And by the way, Norchad was doing shoot around. He looks healthy to me. That's why I made that bet.
That's the big man.
That's the big man.
Okay.
South Utah minus -8 against North Bama. And then NC State plus +5.5, which I love this bet too much. I love it way too much. And this
someone else does too.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And then today we got Maryland plus +3 against the Ears. Arky laying +1.5 against Illinois, and A&M laying the +2.5 against Penn State, the most dangerous team in the tournament.
NC State was an interesting team this year. Right? They beat Duke, beat Miami. But I think there were still people saying, did they deserve to be in the tournament?
There's a lot of people saying that. Yeah. Give a shit, they're covering.
Okay. I didn't say they deserved or didn't deserve. West Virginia 12-4 over Maryland.
Not good, Danny. Not good.
I love it.
It's early. It's 13-4 right now.
Now it's 13.
Son of a bitch.
If they don't get in, will somebody say, hey, Clemson should have been in the tournament?
Clemson, Rutgers, Vandy.
The amount of should have
been. Ray, did you find out if Randy Whitman's son played at Colgate?
I did not find Randy Whitman's son. I keep on finding Randy Whitman.
Okay.
It's Walt Whitman.
No, it's not Walt Whitman.
It's definitely not Walt.
Okay. Dylan, are you? Good God, how many bets do you got?
I have a few, Dan.
All right. Bad Larry, are you still driving?
I'm still driving. I can call my boy Lewis Dale for you and find out if Randy Whitman's kid played there.
Who the fuck's Lewis Dale?
Do it.
Larry, why don't Lewis Dale?
Big NCAA tournament run. Oh, he comes down and plays on our 5-on-5 tournament.
Larry, why don't you just say, I'm going to call a friend?
Oh, because I want you to look up Lewis Dale and give him a little credit. I haven't seen him in a year.
But Larry, eyes on the road.
Really good dude. And had a nice run in the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Turn on that signal, Larry.
All right, here we go, Dylan.
All right, so currently underway, I've got West Virginia minus -2.5 against Maryland.
It's looking good right now.
It looks fantastic, Dan. I got Charleston plus +5 against San Diego State.
Ooh.
Charleston's good, but this seems like a popular pick. So
public dog.
They won a lot of games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duke minus -6.5 against Oral Bob.
Okay.
Which I actually thought was a dental school until about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And it's the exact opposite. Texas A&M minus -2.5 against Penn State.
So just a ton of guys named Robert. So yeah. It's Oral Roberts.
And Oral Dental
and that's
school.
All they did. Okay, all right.
Stop saying Oral.
Oral. Santa Barbara plus +10.5 against Baylor. NC State plus +5.5 against Creighton. Riding with Shea on that one.
Uh-oh.
The Hurricanes minus -2 against Drake.
And is he cheating off your paper?
I'm saying, Dan.
I wouldn't cheat off his paper.
Yeah, nobody should.
Nor would I cheat off mine.
I'm worried my bookie listens to the podcast. That's my fear.
Oh, and changes the points around? Uh-huh.
Or he texts you and he's like, dude, you should hammer NC State.
Yeah, exactly. Great bets today, Shane. Yeah.
I had a bookie who would, I got on a roll and then he would say, you know, who do you like? And it felt like every time I'd say, oh, you know, I like the Bears. And you go, yeah, 4.5. I go, wait, I thought it's 2.
Yeah.
And then it would be like, nope, minus -4.5. And I'd be like, damn, he's changing these lines on me.
Oh, yeah.
Right in front of me.
My bookie would shade Texas games, Cowboys games, Rangers games, just shade the shit out of them. Like, well, everybody else is getting 6. Why the hell am I at 8.5?
Yeah.
You're betting it anyway.
Do you got golf bets?
I do have some golf bets.
Okay.
Justin Thomas to win, plus +1,100. He's actually the favorite. Dylan Wu, top 20, plus +360.
Ooh.
Played well at the Players. And his first name's Dylan, so that was an obvious
one. Here we go.
Right. Akshay Bhatia, top 20, plus +450. He came in second at the Puerto Rico Open last week, so duh.
Obviously.
He just got his tour card.
Hello. Yes.
And then Sam Burns, top five. He went back to back at the last two Valspar championships, plus 500.
Okay.
And then also Dan, Formula One, naturally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Five units on these. Everything else before is one unit.
Are you taking Max Verstappen?
Hit it.
Son of a bitch. It's early. There's also 13 minutes to go in the first half.
It's been 13-4 for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, we're okay. Okay. What do you have in Formula One?
Lewis Hamilton, my guy, top six finish, minus 280. And then Max Verstappen to win, minus 225. My girlfriend's a big F1 fan. She said just bet on Max Verstappen every week, so I'm going to do that.
Well, that doesn't take any talent. Of course.
None of this takes talent.
Well, Verstappen, he's been dominating.
Yeah.
And what happened to Lewis Hamilton? Is that Mercedes?
Yeah, apparently he came out and said he was like, this car's shit this year. And they were like, all right, dude, calm down.
Well, I'd like to stand up for Mercedes. I drive one. Right. I love them. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah,
car.
I mean, he's also like the best.
Maybe Lewis Hamilton shit here.
Maybe. I mean, it could be user error.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that,
will you stop?
Fuck.
God damn it.
It's still 13-4 for everyone who's listening.
It's still
bullshit.
13-4. What happened to Lewis Hamilton, though?
He was the GOAT.
Yes, he was.
In a Mercedes car, too.
Since 2009, only three Formula One titles have not been won by either Lewis Hamilton or Red Bull.
Damn.
The Red Bull.
And Red Bull rocks a Honda engine.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. And also, one unit on Fernando Alonso, fastest lap, plus 600. He's Aston Martin. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
It's not Ashton Martin, Aston.
Aston.
Oh, okay.
Aston, yeah.
That's my list.
Because there's cigars that are Ashton.
Ooh. Ashton Martin or just Ashton?
No, Ashton.
Well, yeah.
Ashton cigars. Bad Larry?
All good, Dan. I'm through Northern Virginia. I'm looking at the Washington Monument down the river right now. Harv deGrasse in about an hour.
Man, you live the life. Just you and you and the wife?
Just me and MB, yes. Casey's had a grandson last Thursday, so she couldn't make the trip.
So Casey is your wife's sister?
Right, my sister-in-law. Okay.
That would be your wife's sister.
Fuck.
Your wife's sister would be your sister-in-law.
Right, I understand. We refer to her as my sister-in-law. I don't say she's my wife's sister.
Is that the Xanax dealer? I forget.
That's the one.
Actually,
my wife's sitting in the desk seat right now. She usually leaves this one for Casey, and Casey does my navigating for me. MB's sitting there right on, I don't know, texting somebody.
Yeah, get me out of this car.
Yeah, I would be too if I were her. We texted a lot of dudes.
No, his wife's not texting dudes.
Well, she should.
I didn't hear who say she should be texting.
Anybody
dudes.
But you,
dudes.
One on ones. Mary Beth just said, "Tell Dan one on one's been very hard."
Oh, I can imagine.
Two
in the,
on one
in the
though.
Car with you.
Can you imagine me married to Larry?
We played five crowns in the hotel. It's a card game.
Ew.
I was up 50-0 when she quit. She quit a card game on me.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, once again, you live the life.
She's miserable, Larry. Yeah. She's miserable.
Yeah, you're at a Motel 6 playing a stupid-ass card game.
Shooting dice.
Imagine the amount of drugs you'd have to do to sleep with Larry.
Those drugs haven't been discovered yet.
Well, his wife is a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
There
we go. Yeah. I'll take two twin beds. Thank you very much.
Spice
do not
up that.
Give us the king.
Yeah. Spice up the IV drip a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, Shea and Irving podcast, and that's the title of the podcast. It's available wherever you consume your podcast.
We've taken a couple weeks off.
What's wrong?
The vacation. Producer got married. He had a honeymoon and all this other shit. So it's been a
minute. So you fired him?
No, hell no.
Well, why don't you bring in Ray? Ray could help you when you need a guest producer for your podcast.
You need a math guy.
Ray never offered. That's why I need a math guy.
Well, he can't really offer because he works for me.
It's called poaching.
He does have a jobby job. That's a good point.
And it's not the legal tampering period anymore.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out, Ray.
Okay, so it's Shea and Irving is the podcast, although you're not. What, Ray?
You don't have to go to me right away. I was waiting for you to finish your thought there.
Did you find Randy Whitman's son?
Yes, I did.
And where did he play ball?
Fuck yes.
Cornell.
Oh, wow.
Same shit.
Damn, that would have been a great pull.
It is. Ryan is his
God
name.
Damn it. What the fuck?
It's still 13 to 4.
Fucking six threes in a row, Danny. God damn it.
It's still 13 to 4.
Fucking Terps.
It's still
Brick squad over
13
here.
13 to 4. Larry, safe travels.
Damn, is it so the under's a lock? What do we got?
Here we go. Here we
first
go.
Half?
You just fucking mushed yourself.
Yeah, there's 11 and a half minutes,
and one team has 4 points. Oh my God! Mail it in, Dan.
Okay. Dan, I do have one more.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit, Danny.
But look at that form. We're not allowed to do play by play. What, Dylan?
So I found out that they used ChatGPT, that AI shit.
Yeah.
They filled out a bracket, and I'm gonna do parlay the final four.
What the fuck was that?
That's one of the worst free throw shooting forms I've ever seen. Okay, what are you saying now?
Final four exact pick: Baylor, Texas, Duke, and Gonzaga, and it pays out like 700 to 1.
Okay,
so I put that in.
Okay, it's in
per the robots.
It's still 13 to 4,
and it's
as we say goodbye.
I'm so fucked up about this.
This is the first game, and you're a mess.
Danny, I was a mess yesterday, the play-in.
Woo! It's real early.
You guys want to know the live lines right now?
What is it, goddammit?
West Virginia, -8.5.
Hell yeah, it is.
Larry, over-under, 127.5.
Everybody's winning the game.
We're scoring points.
A lot of time. A lot of time. Okay. A lot of basketball.
Oh, hey, swish! You had a basketball.
Oh, shit. Hey,
it's 16-4.
Yeah, fuck you, idiots.
West Virginia. All right. That's it. We're done. Bad Larry, safe travels, and let us know when you're coming up this way.
Hit a fucking shot.
Maybe next week.
We'll talk next week.
Okay.
Take it easy, guys. Good luck, you guys.
Okay.
Good luck, Larry.
That's Bad Whatever, Larry. Man. That's Shea and Irving, Dylan, the graphics guy, and Bad Larry, and we'll talk to you next week.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.